Hoffnung immer noch. Okay. There you go.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Urita, President of Insights Consulting in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm going to present this morning about one of the tools that we've been developing to work with participatory efforts around health, and primarily around cancer, but around health in South Carolina. This is a list of all the people who have contributed to this work and in some ways contributed to this presentation. Okay, I guess I'm supposed to put this, they asked us to put this slide up there. I think this slide is to assure you that I'm going to not say, but wait, if you order now, there's more. So, this is to acknowledge some of the projects I've been working with that have allowed us to implement these techniques. Their community partnerships with universities, hospitals, other institutions, other agencies, and so forth. If you look at them, they're almost all related to participatory work. So let me get on. Okay, this is what it's about. It's about we put together these illustrated story maps. Now, this is a map that I want to talk about first. It was a map we developed in working with the university, health professionals in the community when we were working with the Cancer Research Network at CDC. And what it shows is it's the perceptions of these people about working together. The idea is that a lot of our models of intervention in public health just haven't been working very well. And that what we need to do is use participatory approaches. And this was a map we used to show what that is and to engage people in discussion about what a participatory approach was. You can see on the, I guess it's on your right, the granite pillar there with the towers that represent academia with their connections on funding and so forth, and they're looking across a large gap into the community. What this depicts is that there are major organizational, cultural, and professional boundaries that people have to get across if they're going to form partnerships. Typically, our models are the expert model, where the people over there in the pillars come over and intervene with the community, often referred to in the community as helicoptering in and out, where they come in, do something, and then leave. Nothing really changes. You can see Mount Hierarchy in the top. Most of you can probably identify with that. There's the plains of organizations and the valley of institutions there off to your left. Mountain barriers depicting communications and cultural boundaries that go on. Then you have the community. Various aspects of the community. Communities are very dynamic. They're constantly changing. They're perceived to be chaotic by the academic institution researchers. But I wanted to show you this to talk a little bit about participatory. Participatory means the community becomes a partner, a true partner in this process, not a partner on paper, not a partner that gets $10,000 out of $5 million. And if you're a community, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So how do you do that? And the communication is important because you've got to find a way for people to communicate. It's not about whether people receive the communication or understand the communication. It's about whether people engage in the communication and dialogue takes place. So this is a technique we use to get people engaged. On this, there are many stories around various themes. And what we do is we ask people to look at a story and say how that relates or what's going on. And we find some very interesting things that happen. Whoops. Am I going backwards? All right. Okay, let me go backwards. With these story maps, we can get people of diverse backgrounds together, whether it's ethnic or organizational or professional. You all know that your profession, what you do is you create a language that no one understands but you, and that defines your profession. All right? You know, so we use acronyms, we use all those types of things. But these approaches quickly get people out of that mode. It focuses people on your issue. If you've ever worked with community, like community planning, it can take 3 or 4 months to get people to share a vision. All right, this can do it very quickly. And while you're sharing that vision, all the people who work and do things in the community leave because they say you do nothing but talk. I'm sure you've heard that before. It allows people to cross boundaries because they look at these stories within their own worlds, their own languages, and they can engage in it more. It's creative. People think about the stories. Not only do they have different perspectives, but they come up with alternatives of what might happen or what might be happening. USAID uses these for scenario planning with HIV/AIDS in Africa. They're engaging. Disinhibiting, I think that's a key. When people are talking about that picture, they may be talking about themselves, but because they're going outward, it gives them a way to actually talk about things without feeling like it's personal. So it's very interesting. It creates a shared vision in a very quick way, and it's efficient. We can do community planning. We do upfront work, but we can do community planning in 1 or 2 days. Okay, by using this process. All right, this is a map that we used with a group in Orangeburg, South Carolina, to look at a program we're doing with HIV and HPV infection in the community. We sit down with new members of their advisory group, and we say, look at, this is your community, what's going on? The red is HIV infection flowing through the community. The kind of light blue is the HPV infection flowing through the community, and people get swept away. Once they go over the first falls, they're then in the health system, and they're sort of trapped. They can't get back up the falls. They can go down into the disconnect. You have the graveyards and such at the bottom. The idea is when people look at this map, they'll look at some of the institutions that are depicted on here and say, how come they're over there and not in the middle? How come they're not part of the community? Issues of that sort. There's a, right in the middle there, you can hardly see it, it says DHEC, which is our health department. There's a wall around that building with a man trying to climb over the wall. It really sparks interesting stories. So each of these depicts a set of stories that we can show and people talk about. It engages them. This was the next map that they came to about how they, as an advisory group, could be at the center of these issues around HIV and HPV infection, and how they could reach out into the community and what type of obstacles and what type of activities they might engage with. Again, very quickly getting people focused and engaged with discussions. I could talk for a long time about these. This is a very interesting map we used in a program jointly between South Carolina and University of Texas, working with Hispanics in El Paso and African Americans in South Carolina. And we were developing a community-informed dissent education program on prostate cancer, a difficult cancer to deal with because we're not exactly sure exactly what we should do. But you can see the various stories involved. At the bottom left there, there's the story about the man who doesn't want to go to the doctor and his wife standing there pushing him through the door. Boy, did we get some stories about that. But it's true. Men, if you look at that man in the red there, he's a macho man. All right, and you can see the fear right behind him. You don't go to the doctor for those two reasons. And there's the woman pushing him through the door. Then there's the man at the bottom of the page holding this box of questions. We don't know what to do about prostate cancer, and that's where it starts. We use this with focus groups to evoke very rapid and rich discussion about prostate cancer and what ought to be included in education. And you can see that a mountain in the middle is the clinic where people are going up to get screened and a PSA test and a digital rectal exam. And there's one man walking down towards the clinic, and he's kind of depressed. The other man walking down to the community, and he's celebrating. Or there's the man climbing up the top, trying to get there, you know, with some resources or trying to find some resources. There's the church. There's prevention in there. There's a lot of story scenarios. But we can take men, set them down with this map, and have this comprehensive, rich discussion in a very short time. When I say it focuses, when you bring men into a group like that, a lot of them will have their own personal agendas that they want to share, and it might take quite a while for them to share it, and you don't have the time for that. So this keeps people focused and in their own languages. All right, this is an interesting one. This is an advisory group for our Cancer Disparities Program network. They said, okay, our advisory group's like a bus riding around the state trying to find things out. And this is a depiction of that. They call what is called a hoopty bus. If you're from the South, you probably know what a hoopty car is. It's really a cobbled together car, might be called a student car too, that gets you there. Yeah, not in style, but it'll probably get you there most of the time. All right, questions about the bus. Who's getting on the bus? One of the first things that comes up with the slide is, gosh, you got all white people here. Why aren't they black? This is a black advisory group. Who's driving the bus, meaning where are we going? And who's reading the map? And then what baggage are people bringing on? You know, when they get on this bus for our advisory group, and how are they going to work together? And where are we going to stop? So it's a good example of that. Again, engaging the community. This was another map that we used in planning for what our network ought to look like. This is what the community thought. We want to reach out our network all over the state, and they took a very organic approach. But some of the important things, you see the red on there, they said, you know, when we do this, there's going to be people out there that don't want to do what we want to do. Change is about removing resistance. It will happen if you take away the resistance. And they say, we're going to find people who don't want us to succeed. Those people support the status quo. I won't say much about that. Here's a map we used for training with the Best Chance Network, which we just talked about. It's a breast and cervical cancer program for women to get into care, get screened and treatment. But this was reaching out into the community and identifying never rarely screened women. Very important issue. And these various areas are all stories that we would sit down as we train women and not give them the brochure, not go through our linear text approach, but say, okay, you're at Walmart. What are you going to do there? Is that a place where you can find these women? How are you going to find them and actually get into the training? Or how do you go out to the farmer? Or what are the resources in the community? So it's a way for us to make the training real and integrate it and engage the women who are being trained. It's not top down. It's very engaging as an interactive way. Now, this is something we do with evaluation. This was another story that came from our CNP. This was sort of the academic model, but a pillar of light. Okay, thank you. We're right on track. But what it does is, okay, we take someone from an activity that we've done with the community, we sit them down, and we generate a story, illustrated story map or stories, of what went on and what they did. Then we bring that back to our advisory group or our planning group or our intervention group, and they talk about that story, about how it could be different, or what happened, or who wasn't there, or what stories aren't on the map. All right? So it's very engaged and very rich. It's really process evaluation that really brings back what you've done and captures the expertise from the community about how to operate in their community. So again, all about participatory approaches. And I think that does it, yeah. Okay, 1 minute for questions. Any questions? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's an iterative process. So, yes, that comes out. You use graphic artists. Some people, when they use, you can use these techniques in meetings and they'll have graphic artists right there to do it and things of that sort. I don't think it's necessary. But yes, those biases can show up. But when the biases show up, as long as they're recognized, you still accomplish your objectives. These aren't endpoints. They evoke discussion. But we use an iterative process to try to capture the egregious issues and not let them get in there. But sometimes that's good because you want enough of a trigger in your map to get people to say, hey, that's wrong. Well, why is it wrong? Okay? Yes?
If that's the case, is there an opportunity to change the illustration so that it's according to how the participants visualize it or conceptualize it?
Yes. Yes, we involve people from the community in the development of the pictures. All right? All right. I guess that's it. Thank you. I'll be around afterwards.
So if you have more questions, please hold on to them till the end because I think that we will have, I think we will have time at the end of the session for questions for all of our presenters. So please don't let, I don't want you to think that there's no opportunity for discussion.